just to follow up with what our brother was mentioning, it is His grace, the grace of God. Ephesians 1:6, to the praise of the glory of His grace. And the grace of God appeared to all men. Was it existing in the past? It was. Not in this measure. Moses says to the Lord, "You said, I have found grace in your eyes." So there was grace. But we want to get the understanding that what God does in His counsels, the ultimate goal is His own glory. And if we reach out to that goal, then we understand exactly what God is intending to say. Yeah, the grace flows to us, but the ultimate goal of it is His own glory. And it appeared in the face of Jesus Christ when God was fully glorified in the one that came and in the one that lived the perfect life and then offered Himself unto God. It appeared in a full measure in the face of Jesus Christ. And we enjoy grace in the past, in the present, and in the future. In the past, by grace are ye saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So that's something we have received. But the grace continues, as we see here, teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts. But also, of His fullness we have received grace above grace. It is continuing on. It is the grace in which we stand in Romans 5. Like we stand and surrounded by the grace of God. But also in the future, Peter says in 1 Peter and chapter 1 and verse 13, "Wherefore gird up the loins of your minds and be sober and hope for the grace that is to be brought unto you and to the revelation of Jesus Christ." So there is grace of coming, and that would also be a full measure of grace. So as we enjoy grace at the present time, and if we remind ourselves that the throne of God now is not a throne of judgment, but it's a throne of grace. Because God is fully satisfied with the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He took Him up to heaven. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest that is not have the feeling of our infirmities, but is tempted in all things as we are. Therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, whom we obtain mercy, find grace and help in due time. And here we find both, as our brother was mentioned, mercy and grace. Grace is to receive what I do not deserve. I don't deserve to become a child of God. I don't deserve eternal life. Mercy is not to receive what I deserve. I deserve judgment and punishment, but God forgave me my sins. And we enjoy both in the face of Jesus Christ our Lord.